Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, June 23rd, 2013, Bobby Blue Bland, who placed three songs in the Billboard Top 40, including 1962's Turn On Your Love Light, passes away at the age of 83. On this day in 2010, 62-year-old Greg Allman undergoes a successful liver transplant operation at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. Allman had begun a series of treatments for hepatitis C, but chronic damage of his liver led doctors to recommend a transplant. In a statement to the press, Allman said, "I changed my ways years ago, but we can't turn back time. Every day is a gift." On this day in 1994, the one-hour stage musical Copacabana, based on the Barry Manilow song, opens in London at the Prince of Wales Theater, where it will play for 26 months. On this day in 1990, MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This tops the Billboard R&B chart. By simply talking over Rick James' 1981 hit, Super Freak, Hammer, real name Stanley Kirk Burrell, would go on to win Grammy Awards for Best Rhythm and Blues Song, as well as Best Rap Solo Performance. Also on this day in 1990, actor Gary Busey, who played Buddy Holly in The Buddy Holly Story, pays $237,000 for one of Holly's acoustic guitars at an auction at Sotheby's. The guitar came in a tooled leather case made by Holly himself. On this day in 1988, the Jets, an eight-piece family band from Minneapolis, enjoy their sixth and final top 40 hit when Make It Real peaks at number four on the Billboard Hot 100. The lead vocals were handled by 14-year-old Elizabeth Wolfgram, who had also led the group to number three a year earlier with You Got It All. On this day in 1979, Supertramp's album Breakfast in America rises to the top of the Billboard album chart on the strength of three hit singles, The Logical Song, Goodbye Stranger, and Take the Long Way Home. The LP would win two Grammys and sell in excess of 18 million copies. And on this day, June 23, 1972, Smokey Robinson appears in concert for the last time with The Miracles in Washington, D.C. After enjoying 27 Billboard Top 40 hits with the group, Robinson would go on to have nine more as a solo artist. But what was the first hit by Smokey Robinson and The Miracles? It happened in 1960. The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, June 23rd, 1972, Smokey Robinson appears in concert for the last time with The Miracles in Washington, D.C. After enjoying 27 Billboard Top 40 hits with the group, Robinson would go on to have nine more as a solo artist. The first hit from Motown's supergroup came in 1960. It would be the first Motown single to top the R&B chart. Here's Smokey and The Miracles and Shop Around.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, "Son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride." And then she said, "Just because you become a young man now,